Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
87059.
And may I have your first and last name?
Tambra Alexander.
And can you spell your last name?
Alexander.
And will you spell your first name?
Tambra.
Tambra. And that was T-A-M-B for boy, R-A, right?
Yes.
And the last name was Alexander.
It is.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, can I try your phone number?
Well, can you tell me what company this is?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors.
Okay, because I have a charge for $59.90 or $89 to my Capital One card that I'm supposed to be calling this number to find out what it was for, and it seems like you're having a hard time finding what it was for as well. Try looking under Hines, H-Y-N-E-S.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so can I? Okay, what was the other name? Will you spell the other name?
H-Y-N-E-S.
And will you spell your last name?
That is my last name, Hines.
Oh, I do apologize about that. Yeah, will you spell your first name?
T-A-M-B-R-A.
Okay. I just want to be sure everything is correctly spelled. I'm still not pulling up anything by that.
Because my credit card reads Tambra Alexander Hines or Tambra Hines.
Okay, can I try you? What's your phone number?
505-286-1763.
Okay, just hold one moment. Thank you. Is there any way the account could be under a different name?
No, that's why I flagged it as a fraudulent charge and locked my account.
Okay, so I have an account I pulled up an account by your phone number. The last name is the same, but the first name is different. Is there someone else in your household with the same last name as you?
My husband, but it's not the same credit card. That's my credit card. Richard. And he doesn't use my credit card. He's got his own.
Okay, what's his name?
Richard Hines.
Okay, that's the name on the account. Will you verify that shipping address for me?
6 Cody Lane, Tejeras, New Mexico, 87059.
Okay, so I do see here. You have this meal plan with us?
A meal plan?
Yes, ma'am.
No. No, that's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, so basically it's an app.
What kind of meal plan?
It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. Now, you could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Well, whatever it is, no. No. But I'll tell you what's funny is we were looking, the only thing that we did online was a couple of days ago, about 3 days ago, and it was for a survey for Sam's Club, and it was to choose something after he took the survey that he had won, and there was like a $2.95 shipping charge, and then we got the $60 charge. It had nothing to do with a food plan.
Okay, well, basically, okay, so you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry. When you did that, that's how you ended up with that meal plan with us.
For a shipping charge. It said shipping charge, $2.95. There was no small print. There had nothing to do anything about a food plan, nothing. It was for a vacuum cleaner.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, that's how you ended up with this.
Isn't
through
that crazy? Well, you can cancel that because I already flagged it on my credit card as fraudulent.
Okay. Well, have you already disputed the charge?
Oh, yeah. Well, I locked my account, so it can't be charged.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I can go ahead and do for you. Okay, so you're saying that you have disputed, correct? Well, that charge did go through.
Well, I have to call them back after I talked to you and called this number, but I said I didn't make the charge, which I didn't.
Okay, so you're saying that you have disputed, correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to call them right back and tell them that, I talked to you, and, yeah, I did not order a food plan.
Okay, well, you're stating that you have already disputed.
Well, I'm saying I've already called them. I had to, of course, to get your number right here, and then I'm going to call them. I mean, if you want to go ahead and take it off, I don't have to call them back. You can just remove the charge, and I won't call them back and say that you were fraud. If you want to do that, that's great.
Okay, so are you saying that you have disputed or you haven't, ma'am?
I'm saying I have called them and told them that I have, and they know I've got my account locked right now, so you can't get the money. But if you want to take it off right now, and me and I'll have to call them and tell them that it's fraud, we can do that. Or I can call them back right now and tell them that y'all, in fact, did a fraudulent charge. We can do that. We can do these whichever way you want to do it.
I do understand, but I'm asking, have you already disputed?
I have already called them and told them I have a fraudulent charge on my account, and they gave me this number, and asked me to call y'all and see if you would handle it on your end. If you do not handle it on your end, I will call them back and have them handle it. I'm putting the ball in your court. What would you like to do?
Okay, just bear with me one moment. Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you, I got that account canceled, and I can offer you a $45 refund. Hello?
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying. And
Okay, so I'm
you don't
offering
want
you
me
a
to pay
$45 refund.
part of it? Are you still saying you want me to pay part of that $60 charge, like $15 of it? Is that what you're saying to me?
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you, I can offer, well, I did fully refund you and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, that sounds like that's what you should do.
And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
That's a good idea.
Are you ready for that confirmation?
I sure am.
That would be C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920.
Okay.
465-242.
C is in Charlie, 920-465-242.
That's correct.
And your name is?
Destiny.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.